Hi, Shanti. Thanks for waiting. I'm
Yes,
sorry to keep you on hold.
it's
Okay.
okay.
I wanted to revisit this question here, okay?
Okay.
So your daughter was born and they started feeding her formula and Fortifier right away.
Right.
And then, the basis of this lawsuit is that there's strong scientific evidence that links necrotizing enterocolitis to formulas and fortifiers made from cow's milk. And so the question is like, if your daughter was diagnosed on August 28th, the hospital continued to provide formula to her?
No, they gave it to her, the Similac, basically for 15 days. So they gave her the milk for 15 days,
Okay.
and then I say she stopped, like I said, 9, 8 months. She probably was like four and a half, going on 5 months.
Okay, so that sounds more understandable that she was fed formula for 15 days. That would put it August 23rd. And
Yes.
then 5 days later is when she was diagnosed with NEC.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And then,
I don't know how I'm trying to say it,
no, Shanti,
and
you're
at
doing,
the same time trying to think back.
I get it. You're doing the best you possibly could. So, when did you
Yes.
first learn of a connection between the baby formula your daughter received and her diagnosis of NEC? In other words, another way of saying this is, when did you realize that your daughter may have developed NEC from the baby formula? Was that because of
Honestly, when she, I probably like when she was like about a, I say a month, oh, month and a half,
old?
month and a half, 2 months. That's when I kind of like, okay, maybe something is wrong,
Is
you
that
know.
do you mean like a month? Oh, a month ago or a month after she was born?
A month after she was born.
Okay, so she was born, what did we say, August 8th?
August 8th, two
Okay,
thousand and twelve.
so you probably learned like on September 8th, which would have
Yes.
been after she was diagnosed.
Right.
Okay. And then, so the time between usage and injury, that's about the that would have been about 20 days, right? Because she was
About
born,
20.
yeah, bar,
Yeah,
she was born.
about 20 to 25. Yes.
Okay, 20 days. And I think you answered this question already. Your daughter was not fed breast milk prior to formula. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, she was not fed breast milk, correct?
No.
Okay. And was your daughter was fed formula fortifier in the hospital, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what symptoms did your daughter experience after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Did she have a low body temperature?
A little bit, yes,
Okay.
she did.
Did she have green vomit?
She did have green vomit. She did have bloody stool, breathing issues, and stomach pain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So, did she have a lower than normal blood pressure?
It was kind of low. I don't really remember right off the bat,
So you're not
but
certain?
it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't normal,
Okay.
if
Did
that
she
makes any sense.
Okay, so she did have hypotension. That would have been a lower than normal blood pressure. Her blood pressure
Right.
dropped. Okay. Did her heart rate slow down as well? That would be bradycardia.
A little bit, yes.
Okay. And then did she have a swollen, red, or tender belly?
Yes, a little, yes. Yes, she did.
Okay. And did she have trouble feeding?
A little bit, just a little bit at first, and then we kind of got her to, she started eating. The doctor pretty much fed her and helped me with that part. And then I was able to hold her after, we got her to start eating.
Did she have constipation when she did eat?
A little bit, a little here and there.
Okay. And was she lethargic, like sleepy?
A lot, yes, sleeping a lot.
Okay. And then did she have diarrhea and dark bloody stools? I think you said bloody stools, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Your poor daughter. Okay, so she had a low
no.
body temperature. She had green vomit. She had sleep apnea. She had hypotension, bradycardia, swollen tender belly. She had trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, and bloody stools. Does that sound about right to you?
Right.
Okay, very good. Okay, and you don't have medical records for your daughter, but you're confident that they do exist at the hospital. We could, the law firm
Of
will be able to
course.
obtain them. Okay, good. And then this
Yes.
question is asking how your daughter was treated once they confirmed that she had NEC. Did they treat her with antibiotics?
They did give her some, I believe, antibiotics. They did.
Okay. They have to do a blood transfusion?
I believe so. Oh God, they did it was a lot, sir. It was a lot, like one of the toughest times in my life.
Oh yes, I can imagine. I'm sorry to hear that. Did they have to put her on a breathing machine?
She was on the yes, she was like tubes in her nose. It was,
Okay.
man, I couldn't even stop crying. And then when it was just horrible.
Yeah, I'm
It
sorry to
was
hear that.
horrible, honey.
I'm sorry you have to revisit this, but did she have to undergo any surgery for NEC?
She was just in she was in the hospital for like 2 months and 1 week. But
Do you know if
I
they did a
don't
surgery?
and they gave her antibiotics. What is that stuff? Not penicillin, ampicillin.
Okay, but did they do a surgery is the question. Did they have to surgically remove any portion of her intestines? Or did they open her up
They
to
did.
diagnose?
I believe
Oh, you don't
they
know?
did. They did have to do a surgery. There was a surgery performed, sir.
Okay, there was. Okay, laparotomy. Do you know if they did an ostomy surgery?
I don't know. I just know they did like a incision in her abdomen, and they removed like some tissues from her intestines, dead tissues.
Okay. All right, that's a laparotomy. Okay. And then
Okay.
do you know if they used a Penrose drain and a PICC line during surgery?
I don't remember. They probably did, though. It was a lot going on.
Okay.
They probably did. I don't remember, Hunter, even know
Okay.
everything what they were doing.
Okay, so to summarize the this question, your response to this question, what treatments and medical procedures did your daughter undergo due to NEC? We checkmarked antibiotics. We notated there was a blood transfusion. She was used assisted ventilation. There was a laparotomy, which is a surgery, and likely a Penrose drain and a PICC line were used. Does that sound about right to you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Over here. Okay, and then when was your daughter last treated for any NEC related issues? Was that when she was discharged from the hospital, you think?
More likely when she was discharged. But she was fine a little bit when she, came home. They wouldn't let her come home until she got a certain birth weight, and she was, eating on her own and didn't have to have machines and stuff breathing for her.
So we said that she was discharged August 9th, 2012. That's probably the one she was last treated.
Well, she was discharged in October.
Yeah, that's what we said, October 9th, 2012.
Yes.
Okay, that's when she was probably last treated.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, and then do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your daughter with NEC?
The doctor's name was Dr. Olga Acosta.
And can you spell it for me?
Yes, Olga. And Acosta is ACOSTA.
Okay, and that was at Antelope Valley Hospital?
Yes. In the for the pediatrics, and the name of the NICU was the Antelope Valley Hospital.
Okay.
NICU and AV Hospital.
Okay. I do found Dr. Olga Acosta, MD.
Yes.
And so she was diagnosed and treated at the same facility.
Okay, right.
And was that same Dr. Olga Acosta responsible for treating your daughter? Your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. 1 second here.
And I never bought the formula. It was always provided by the doctor from the hospital, and the doctor fed my baby.
Okay, yeah.
That I do remember, and I do know for a fact, because I wanted to feed, and they wouldn't let me. They had to show me how to do it.
I've got most of the contact information for the hospital at from the internet.
Okay.
So your poor daughter should experience this. Do you know if the medical staff shared with you what Bell stage of NEC your daughter had? Stage one would have been suspected, stage two is confirmed or definite, and stage three is advanced. Did the medical staff share with you what stage she had?
Not that I remember. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And how is your daughter doing today? She's doing good.
She's doing a little better, a lot better.
Okay.
Actually.
Aside from occasional constipation and bowel problems?
Oh, she still has a little constipation time to time. I just have to make sure I watch what she eats, because now she eats. She got an appetite, so I just got to kind of be on her about her cholesterol, what she's eating and how she's eating. That's all. But she does love salad.
Okay, so overall doing well, but does on occasion have GI issues, such as constipation?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I just try to give her, like prune juice. I'll warm her up prune juice for her to use the bathroom. Give her salad, lots of green vegetables, stuff like that. She'll eat cucumbers, you can give her, cut her half of a cucumber, she'll just eat it. Or I can cut it up in circles or whatever.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we're getting close to wrapping up here.
Okay.
The firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes.
And does
more likely my son, my oldest son, Demonte Butler Burnett.
Does he live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and his name is, what's his first name, I'm sorry?
Lamonte.
Lamonte.
L-A-M-O-N-T-E?
T-A-E. Okay, L-A-M-O-N-T-A-E, and then Burnett?
Yes.
Same as spelling as your last name?
Yes.
This is your son, he lives with you, and what is his phone number,
yes,
please?
And let me get you his phone number. Let's see. And his phone number is 661. 582-2946.
Okay, let me repeat that. Area code 661-582-2946.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, bear with me here.
No problem.
Okay. All right. So the law firm would like to speak to you to verify that your daughter was born premature and diagnosed with NEC. That verification call only takes a few minutes because you and I done all
okay.
the work. I'm going to be sending you the authorization for legal representation as well as the authorization to release medical records. Before I do so,
okay.
I just want to confirm that I have the information correct. The most important, Shawnee is your daughter, S-H-O-N-N-I-E. We verified that. And we confirmed the spelling with you, McCaleb. We confirmed her social. We've confirmed your name and your date of birth and social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number, and where you live, 1041 East Avenue K, apartment 23, Lancaster, 93535. That's in California. Everything looks good. Yeah, I will be sending you a text message. That'll have a link to the forms for you to sign. Once you complete the signing, we're done. And I'll be on the phone with you while you're signing. So bear with me here, okay?
Okay, okay. Just let me know when you need me to look. What do you want me to do? Go on to my emailer?
Yeah, however you prefer to sign. Have you ever signed documents using your phone?
No, this would be my first time. I've signed for my taxes and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send the forms both to your email as well as your phone. And however you wish to sign. I just sent them to you, okay?
Okay. I'll see them. Let me see. Push on a review document. Okay, allow this card. This I can't ask for your permission. Let's use your location. It's not letting me. It says this site can't ask for your permission.
You have to agree to SMS messages first, and then you have to agree to electronic records and signatures.
Oh, this envelope. So I need to go to my messages first instead of the email.
Well, you can go to your email. You just have to agree to electronic records and signatures. It looks like you consented.
Oh. Okay. It says security check. This envelope was also sent by. Recognize this number. Continue review. Don't recognize this number. No, continue. Okay. Oh, down here. I agree. I didn't.
Okay.
I see the little box at the bottom. Okay. Now it says begin, start signing. Select start to begin. Okay. Let's see. Now, do I press start at the top? It says start to begin?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Just follow the prompts.
Okay.
The yellow buttons are the navigation buttons.
Okay. Let's see my signature. Oh, that's bad. Hold on. Try to find a little bit better here. Okay. My signature is really bad, but I did as best as I could.
That's good. That's all right. That's fine.
Let's see. I'm not sure. My signature here.
Do you have any of the products in your possession as well, or still prepared up?
Sure, I signed everywhere. I think I signed.
It'll tell you once you hit the yellow finish button, that's when you're done.
Oh, okay. I see a yellow finish button at the bottom, too. I just was looking over to make sure but I just hit the finish, so apparently
did
I'm.
You?
Okay. I hit the finish button, so.
Okay, Shanta, you know, you and I are all done. I am the case person intake specialist that did the interview to see if you meet the criteria. It looks like you do. The law firm's going to be calling you in the next 7 to 14 days to do the verification call. Once they complete that verification, then they'll request medical records, okay?
Okay.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to text you my name and phone number, so you always have record of who helped you, and then I'll text
okay.
you the name of the firm that will be representing you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me here, Shantae.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent you a text. Can you confirm that you got it?
Yes, let me.
Well, I'm talking to the chef, that's why.
Here. Yes.
Okay, I now texted you the law firm's name, too. So you should have a record of
that. Pulaski. I see
yeah.
it. Law firm Pulaski. Okay.
So be on standby, ready to take their call sometime between now and the next 14 days, okay? It won't take
okay.
very long. They just want to confirm that your daughter was born premature, was diagnosed with NEC, and then they'll request medical records and start working on your case, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for your letting me help you. I'm sorry about your unfortunate circumstances about your daughter getting diagnosed with NEC. I am
yes.
pleased that you now are about to have legal representation to help you get justice, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, Shanti, if you have no other questions, I want to thank you for your time and wish you a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Thank you, Shanti. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.